Our tourism experts from Spain are Madrid-based Federico Garcia Barroso and Jorge Roman, and Francisco Claria, who lives in Pamplona in northeastern Spain. Our phone number is 877-333-7425. Anne's calling from Cozad in Nebraska. Anne, thanks for your call.
Hi, Rick. I am headed with a husband and an adult daughter, and we've got maybe a little over a week to go to Spain. And I think we're going to fly into Barcelona because we know somebody 50 miles south of there on the coast. But really, I was kind of headed towards, I was headed towards southern Spain, and assuming we would then fly into Barcelona out of Madrid. And we don't have a ton of time, obviously. And so I was wondering, there's so many great places in Andalusia that I want to see what you would recommend as top spots or don't miss. Or I'd also like to know, is it easy to stay in Granada, for example, and then just do some day trips from there versus, you know, try to move around from Granada to Seville.
And you've got about 10 days, is that right?
Yeah, try eight.
Americans, you know, Americans, we have the shortest vacations in the rich world. My European friends just shake their heads and go, how can you wealthy Americans, I mean, we've got the richest country around, put up with these pathetic little vacations? And I don't know, it's a societal choice. It's not a right or wrong answer, but it is really a shame. So it's a lot better than nothing.
I'll tell you this, we're actually going to stop in Iceland and go for Northern Lights first.
You're going to mix Iceland and Spain. That sounds like fun. But let's talk about your opportunity here. I will start it by saying I love the little airport in Granada. Granada's just got 6 or 8 flights a day. It's so easy, and you can fly out of Granada to the major city where you'll connect back to the United States.
Correct.
And you can also fly out of Sevilla. And flights in Spain are quite cheap. You know, for $100, you can jump from one part of Spain to the other in an hour. Now, my friends here, Anne has about a week to Barcelona and then something in the south of Spain. How do you describe the great attractions in southern Spain? Jorge, there's Granada, Sevilla, Cordoba. You don't really have time for all three. How would you choose?
I'll fly into Granada, and then I'll get a bus to go to Sevilla, and then in Sevilla to the side trip to Cordoba. That's what I'll do.
There you go. Yeah. And it's like 45 minutes by the fast train to Cordoba from Granada. 45. Federico, in your mind, Granada, Sevilla, if you had to choose one or the other, what are the advantages?
Maybe I would do it. I would do it actually in the opposite way to fly to Seville, and then visit Seville and Cordoba in a quick way. You just need to kind of have the excursion to visit Cordoba and come back to Seville and then go to Granada and visit Granada and fly.
The great thing about Seville is just the energy in the streets. There's something about, this is Flamenco City, this is Spring Fair, this is the Semana Santa, this is people who love to dress up and flaunt their Andalusian character. Francisco Glaria, you're from Navarre, way up in the north. You're probably like Germans compared to Italians. How, from your northern Spanish perspective, when you look at Andalusia in general, what do you see?
Andalusia is the light of Spain. It's power. It's everything about happiness. It's the light. It's we call duende.
Duende. That's the spirit, the soul.
The soul of Spain. Soul. It has something special. When you walk in Seville in the streets and you're smelling the oranges, when you see the flowers blooming, the art in the streets, and especially the art in the people, the way they talk, the way they smile, they embrace tourists in a very warm way. So that duende, that flair that people in the south have, it's incredible.
It's fair to say that what the American thinks about Spain is probably Andalusia.
Yes.
It's the image. Yeah. It's the quintessence of the Spanish spirit. Well, there you go, Anne. There's lots to do in Andalusia. I think you'll want to just get a sample on this trip, and I really like the idea of going back and thinking of Andalusia as a destination in its own.
It sounds wonderful. I was going to try and even go to Portugal. I'm going, no. You got to focus on
I'm sorry. you'll have to go back after you spend that time in Iceland and squeeze out a few more days.
Really.
Thanks for your call,
really
Anne.
Excited. Yeah, I appreciate it. Thank you, Rick.
Adios.
Adios.